Letters addressed to the Mexican president and the ambassador were hand-delivered to that country's consul general. Governor Walker asked them to consider opening a Wisconsin office. Currently, the region is served by a consulate office in Chicago, which also serves Illinois and Indiana. It's something activist group Voces de la Frontera has been advocating for. Primitivo Torres is a coordinator for the organization.
It's very hard for people to go all the way to Chicago. It takes a whole day sometimes. The lines are humongous over there. It's just too many people. It doesn't serve our needs here in the state of Wisconsin. We have a big Mexican population here. We need the consulate here just to serve that community, just to serve those needs of that community.
Torres says Mexican nationals use the consulate office to get passports and other forms of identification. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.